Searching the area, Carmen found her clothes scattered across the floor. Shoving them on, she set off to chew out Enid. Rapping on her door, Carmen paced as she waited. It took Enid a good 2 minutes to answer. Her hair was wild, and she was wearing only her underwear. Again.
"Morning, sunshine,"
she yawned. "What the hell did you get me into last night?" Carmen almost barked.
You want to try that again?"
Enid shot back, arms crossing over her chest. "Enid, I woke up with a stranger in my bed."
"And? How is that my fault?"
"The woman literally just told me you were trying to get me laid. I can't remember a fucking thing."
"I'll have you know, it was you who took us to that bar. It was you that ordered shots. And it was you who declared to the entire bar you were going to get over Molly Parsons if it meant fucking every lesbian in the world.
I mean, I have to say, Carmen, I didn't know you had it in you. You're so much fun."
Carmen wasn't going to be able to show her face in Santa Fe ever again.
"Relax. Look, you had an emotional day. Hell, you've had an emotional 37 years.
You were due a blowout. Plus, it's reassuring to hear you're still smitten with Molly."
"Smitten? Oh, yeah. And I hate that fucking word, smitten. But you, honey, are it. No one declares to a room full of strangers what you did and not be totally smitten. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We've got time to work on that. Right now, I need you to go back to your room, shower, because you reek, give the girl some food, send her on her way, and then come back. When you've done that, we'll talk more. Bye."
Carmen stood with Enid's door firmly closed in her face. That conversation had not gone to plan.